Welcome to the Choosing Happiness podcast with me, your host, Rudrani Devi, the Happiness Lady.
Well, howdy, y'all. Rudrani Devi, the Happiness Lady here. Yes, that's right. I even wrote a book about it. Choosing Happiness, an uncommon way to find joy in your life. But that's not what I'm here to talk about today. I am so thrilled to have a repeat offender on my podcast. Actually, I believe she was on my Get Happy podcast. This would be the first time she's on my Choosing Happiness podcast, and probably not the last. I'm guessing already. I'm already putting you on the spot. Please meet my dear friend, psychic healer, amazing connector with the planet, lady, Miss Debbie Sullivan. And the crowd goes wild. Okay. Howdy, Debbie. How are you doing? And thank you so much for agreeing to be on my show.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking.
Woohoo. Why don't you tell the peeps a little bit about you? What you do, all the things.
I'm in Paducah, Kentucky, and I have a business called Mindful Living, and I offer hypnosis and energy healing techniques to the community. I also teach classes in integrated energy therapy, and I invite other teachers to come in and teach their modalities as well.
Mm-hmm. That pretty much sums it up. She's the most famous one that does what she does in Paducah. So everybody knows Mindful Living. Everybody knows Debbie Sullivan. That is no lie. And we met because I came and did a meditation in your facility very many years ago now. I'm thinking, I don't know.
Probably 8 years.
How many years?
Eight.
Eight years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious. And we've become fast friends and grateful to have you in my world, really and truly.
Same.
What are we going to talk about today? Because I just heard you say this integrative therapy thing, and I know this is not new to the world, but new for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of curious. I know some of my listeners would probably be interested in learning as well, because this might be something I'm going to be getting into, y'all.
Okay, it's called Integrative Energy Therapy, and we call it IET for short. And it was brought in by Stephen Thayer back in 87, but he didn't start teaching until about 7 years later. So it's been out there for about 30 years. I've been using it for about almost 2 years now, and it really has changed the way that I work. It's a lot like Reiki, but it works on a different level. It's more on a cellular level. And we use, I'll just tell you how the process goes. There are certain areas on the body, and it follows the chakra system, meridians. And we start by energizing the area. So you're energizing. I like to say that's stirring the pot.
Mm.
Because you're getting the body ready for what's going to happen next. And then after that, you want to trigger what the body needs to release. And you pull that energy out that needs to come out. And then you integrate. So you're integrating what's new. You know how once you release an energy, it's like being a new person.
Right.
And sometimes you don't even recognize yourself because you haven't been in that space for a long time.
Mm.
And so the integration part is the biggest part, I think. And so once you integrate that area, then you can move on to the next.
So you're making space in the body. Basically, this is what I'm hearing you say. So you stir the pot,
mm-hmm.
and that triggers the body to go, you know what? I'm ready to get rid of this,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is. And I guess it could be a thought, feeling, or an emotion that's been trapped in the cellular memory.
Absolutely. And you're working through all the fields, all the way out to the spirit level. So this could be something that's being held from another lifetime.
That was my next question. You're so psychic, you pulled that out of my head. I was basically going, well, what about all those lifetimes you carry it with you? You don't even know it's there.
Right.
But the body knows, because mm-hmm. The body is so much smarter than you are.
Mm-hmm.
True story. You really need to listen to it more. I'm just saying. So
we use a scanning process like you do in a lot of other modalities. So once you've energized the area and triggered it, you can scan to feel exactly what field it is, where the disruption is, what field you're going to be pulling from today. And it could be all of them, but lots of times it's not. So is it going to be on the physical, the emotional, mental, or spiritual level? And you can, from there, you can say, well, if it's on the physical level, then we know it's about the physical. If it's on the emotional, then you can start asking questions about, okay, if it's in the throat area and it's emotional, what haven't you been allowed to say that you really need to say? What are you holding back?
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
What have you noticed? Like, for example, you've got a client comes in, you do this process, and I know there's an integration process too afterwards, because basically it's kind of like in bars when we talk about restructuring the bodies, I always say, well, we're putting you back together because now you're different.
Right.
So we've got to get you back into your body because now we've, you know, basically roto-rooted you. And, yes. You know, what is, like, for example, you had a client come in, what is the biggest thing or maybe the most common thing that you've noticed? Because, you know, you say you could even look different when you're done with the session.
You know, depends on male or female. A lot of women, there's a congestion in the throat area. We don't always say what we need to say.
Maybe I'm not allergic to Paducah, Kentucky. Maybe I'm just not getting my words out. How did we not end up trading sessions when I was there?
I don't know.
Yeah,
and a lot of us hold in our inner solar plex area, in the stomach, in the adrenals, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the fear we hold in the kidney area.
Okay.
So it just depends on what the person has going on. But I have noticed the difference in men and women. You know, the men, it seems that they hold more in the lower chakra, and the women the more in the upper chakras.
Why do you suppose that is?
Oh, I think we just see and do things differently.
We are different, aren't we? That male species, I still hadn't figured it out. But they can be a lot of fun to be around. I know Hal's that way.
Absolutely.
Hal Sullivan is her fabulous husband. And I don't know how y'all do it. I mean, you both have so much fun together all the time. I've never seen a couple more dedicated to each other, other than maybe my oldest sister and her husband. They're really tight too. It's so cute to see them, you know. Mm-hmm. They've been together a long time. So
have we.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good friends.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the pictures when y'all was just babies.
That was a long time ago.
It was. Okay, so cool. How does one come about having this type of modality done to them? Do they come to you and knowingly that you facilitate this, or you have a conversation with them and then you suss it out and it's kind of like, you know what, I think this could actually work for you. Do you talk to their body? What actually is the process?
Absolutely. Some people do look at the website and choose the modality. Most people come in and I say, you know, I really like to have a conversation with you first. And, you know, I'm praying to be what it is you need that day. So I'm going to follow my intuition about what exactly your body needs. And a lot of times it's more than one modality. Basically, I tell people that I do what I'm told. I just follow my intuition. You know, if I'm guided to put my hands on a certain spot, then that's what I do. And it's always right. Mm-hmm. It's always correct. It's always perfect. So just following the guidance.
How long has Mindful Living been in Paducah?
It'll be 10 years in August.
Gosh, so I was a newbie when I came along.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you were maybe only 2 years in. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know that I'm very interested in this modality myself, which is the reason why I wanted you to start with that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to have some conversations about what the next best steps are, because it's not getting, getting certified is more than a one class situation.
Yes.
It's a multi-level thing, y'all.
Yes. I will be teaching the basic class, let's see, and I have a schedule here.
I put her on the spot, y'all.
the basic class again in August, on August the 3rd.
Okay, put me down.
And then the intermediate class will be October the 19th. And the advanced class will be November the 16th.
Okay.
And
you already have the signups for all those?
Yes. Classes? Yes, okay, they're great. Already on my website.
Okay. We'll make sure that she has her website information underneath, okay. Whether you're watching now or in the future. Maybe you've missed the classes.
Okay.
But I'm sure that you're going to be continuing with mm-hmm. this particular modality. So.
Absolutely. And once a year, I bring in a teacher trainer in IET. And if you wish to continue with that and become a teacher, you take that two-day class for that certification.
Oh.
And there, once you're a teacher, there are other classes that you could teach also. There are steps to transformation, higher steps to transformation, where you learn about things like clearing karma, empowering your heart. We do journey to a future life. You're cutting cords of codependency, setting boundaries. We're learning about ascension, unity, compassion. And those are a lot of fun, too. There's a kids class. There's a pet class. There's an angel class where we meditate with each of the 9 IET angels. I love that class.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody gets information from each angel for themselves, and it's really beautiful.
Wow, my body's getting so excited just hearing about all of this. Yeah. I'm very curious about the Creating the Future class. What is that like? Is it more about connecting with what, I don't know, the elementals or what is being discerned could work for you to be a gift or whatever it is to the to this world?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And IET works with the angel realm. So that's where we're concentrating on. But you would receive information about what's in the future for you. It's all individual.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. And so, you know, there's an angel assigned to each placement. So the top of the head is Raphael. The third eye is Gabriel. Oh. And Angel Celestina is in charge of the throat and the lungs.
Celestina?
Celestina.
Like my mother's, mm-hmm. Celestina. Because you pronounce the C with an H if you're mm-hmm. Italian. So Celestina, mm-hmm. That's cute. Okay, I didn't know there was an angel name. I'm going to have to tell her now. She's going to be so excited. I said, Mom, you're the throat angel.
And the back of the neck, too. She's got
Sometimes she's a pain in the back of my neck.
You know, and the shoulders is angel faith. And we know that's where we hold all the, I should have done that, or I shouldn't have done that. And, you know, all of that. And the heart is Cassiel.
Cassiel.
And then the spleen and the liver is Daniel. And then Sarah's got the stomach and the adrenals. And then Archangel Michael has the kidneys, where we like to hold fear.
Oh, goodness. He's the one with the sword.
He's the one with the sword.
Cut away all fears.
Angel Ariel is the one who is over all of these angels for us, and she is at the soul chakra above our head.
Are those the pictures that are in your healing room, which you were so gracious to let me work in, are those the angels?
Yes.
I had a funny, weird feeling about it, because I kept feeling like they were the cards, because they look like cards, right. Like tarot cards almost, were talking to me. And it's funny because when you said Daniel was like, don't you remember me? You used to channel me years ago. And he's right. Years ago, when I first started being, you know, clairaudient, Daniel was one of the first guides I had.
Well, that's very interesting, since you are coming back around to some of your gifts that you haven't used in a while.
That is so true, y'all. I kind of put my gifts on the shelf for a bit. And let others tell me what I should be doing. That is not what I would recommend for you.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, I have a tendency to go all in. And when I do that, sometimes I don't carry me with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm slow, but I finally get there. So Daniel he's what area of the body? Were you saying?
The spleen and the liver, where we hold resentment and anger.
Oh, goodness. Well, Daniel, honey.
He has a big job.
Whew. Welcome back, Daniel. We got some work to do, don't we? Indeed, we do.
Mm-hmm.
Apitha's laughing.
She's so like, I'd like to teach everyone a little process, if that's okay.
That's fabulous. Let's do it.
Okay. So I'd like for you to touch your middle finger to your thumb. And this is probably a mudra that you've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And close your eyes. And so I want, this is called the heart link. And so we're going to heart link to an angel of your choice. So bring your awareness to your heart center and offer a prayer of gratitude to your higher power and to your angel of healing. And this will open your heart center. Project a golden cord of energy from your heart up through your throat, your third eye, your crown chakra, and up into the highest realms of the universe with the intent of connecting to the heart of an angel. Could be your guardian angel. Start the flow of energy in the heart link by sending the energy of love and gratitude from your heart up the heart link to your angel. Open your heart and receive the love that your angel is sending to you. Allow that energy to flow back to you from your angel. And their love will be 10 times stronger than the love that you sent.
Wow. You're not going to believe who my angel is. But it has four legs and a tail.
Oh, yes, I do.
Wow. But she's not orange anymore. She's a fluffy white color with blue hues.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Wow. That is so magical. And my whole body's like, it's not trembling. It's kind of like my cells are dancing on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like electricity. So let's take it a step further from here. Yeah. So you heart link to the angels. And now I want you to heart link to a human that's can still be on the planet or may not be on the planet. But choose a human that you would like to heart link to.
Oh my goodness. The Queen of Soul. Hi, Aretha. How you doing?
Very good.
So oh my goodness.
You sent that energy cord from your heart up through your throat, third eye and crown, to another human. And now what I really like to do from this space, once you've connected that to that human, is send it back to the angels, creating a pyramid between the three of you.
So expansive.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So much space.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not the final frontier, y'all. I think it's just a beginning.
It is, and anyone can do this.
Yeah.
And once you've done it and you've made that connection with this mudra, with the touching of the middle finger and the thumb, mm-hmm. all you have to do is touch and use your intention that you're connecting to your angel. So you can do this anytime. You know, driving down the road, anytime you feel anxiety or tension in your body, just connect to your angel.
Well, my angel's always sitting on my right shoulder
mm-hmm.
since she crossed over. And it's a different relationship now. And it's constant because no matter where I go, she's there. It's not like when I would go out of town and I'd have the sitter send pictures, you mm-hmm. know. very deep connection. I love it.
As she said, she's able to help you more now than before.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. It's true. She's so bossy, Debbie. It's so funny. She made me buy a lottery ticket the other day. She kept telling me every time I saw the commercial for this lottery that I needed to buy a ticket. And then I was like, I'm not buying a ticket. Yes, you are. Not right now, but you're going to buy it. And then finally on Sunday, she goes, you're buying the ticket today. So I went to the computers. No, it's not the right time. Right at 5:00, I bought a lottery ticket to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So,
mm-hmm. Wow.
We'll see what comes of that. I mean, you could win a house. You could win free groceries or gasoline for a year. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you're just contributing. So I'm not sure what the energy was all about, but she was insistent. So.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I'm very curious to see what's going to happen. About a third of the tickets are sold. And I asked her, do I need to buy another one? No. We're good. I'm like, okay. We'll see what happens.
Well, that's super cool that she picked the time and everything.
I know. I'm like, okay, so now can we go get the lotto tickets for like the $6 million blah, blah, blah. No, that's not happening today. Okay. All right. I'm all ears whenever, you know, she's like the boss of me now. It's so funny. And an angel got its wings. That's so weird. We've got to take a short station identification break for my sponsor, Mandu. But if y'all will hold on tight, we'll be right back with Miss Debbie.
Mandu is a boutique fitness studio concept, and we are actually the first FDA cleared EMS training workout. And what we do essentially is that we will have a client come in, we will hook them up to a whole body EMS suit, and then we perform a workout on a medical grade device called an eFit device. And that device will send an electrical current to their body through electrodes in these suits that we put on them. And this electrical current is just basically stimulating the electrical current that you already have inside your body. So everybody is made up of electrical impulses. It's what helps you walk, helps you move. We're tapping into that and making it stimulate it more to where we can cause a muscle to actually contract involuntarily. So we can actually create resistance without adding a load to the body. So that is why we, as you see online, it always says ultra low impact. It is scientifically proven. It is absolutely ultra low impact.
And we're back. Hi, Debbie Sullivan.
Hello.
That was an amazing, I guess, like meditational exercise. I don't know what to call what that was. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. All I have to do now is just touch those fingers, the mudra, and I'm immediately there again.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's a circuit. Even when I let go, it lets go slightly, but then I touch and it's right back there again. I think I'm going to be adding this to my practice.
Absolutely. When I first learned to do it, I did it consistently all the time, and it just became second nature. Anytime I wanted to connect in, it's such a fast way to ground yourself and get into that expansive state.
I love it.
Yes.
Whew, thank you for sharing that. Easy. Well, I know that you are the master of a few other things that you mentioned. Like, I'm sure that my listeners would like to know a little bit more about your hypnosis. How long have you been doing that?
About 8 years. It started a couple years after I opened Mindful. In this area, I help a lot of people with quitting smoking, weight loss, any phobias, anything like that. I also do what's called a havening technique.
Oh, you did this with me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember now. That was such a cool experience. Yeah, please explain for those of you that have not experienced this.
Mm-hmm. Havening technique is used for anyone who's had any PTSD, any trauma. And what it does, it's a very simple method of touch. And you learn how to help yourself, and you can do this self-havening anytime. But what happens is it takes the emotion out of the event. You won't forget it, but it won't have the same emotional triggers that it had before. You'll be able to look at it as an observer, like you've taken some steps back from it, and you can observe it without causing so much trauma in your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've had clients that where they've had a car accident, And they can't drive by that spot anymore because every time they do, it's like they can't even catch their breath.
Right.
They can't get beyond the trauma drama that literally, it's like it literally grabs their body. And I heard something very interesting the other day that, where was it that I was seeing? I can't remember exactly what it was, but they were showing oh, I know it. Terry Hope, Dr. Terry Hope, who is a colleague of mine, was talking about the mechanics of bars. And she was talking about a study they did where they were showing pictures to people that had trauma, see how their body would react. And they had electrodes hooked up to their head so they could see what was going on. And what they found was, is the body is so psychic that seconds before they actually get shown the photo, their body would contract. So it's almost like your body actually knows what's coming, even if you don't cognitively know what it is. And she was talking about the same thing where you touch different areas of the body, which gets rid of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions, keep that, you know, fight or flight locked into your body. So I mean, I find that fascinating. So havening is a way to unwind that fight or flight.
Absolutely. Because we know, and just like in Access, we want to get back to the point of creation. And if you can get to that point, then you can unwind all the traumas that were like that initial trauma after it, that happened after it. It's like a groove on an old record, right? So each trauma that comes after it that is similar, it creates a deeper groove.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Yeah. But if you can get back to the original, you can unwind the whole thing. That's a very simple way to say it, but.
No, I love it. That's a very groovy way of putting it too, y'all. I love it. I love it. So havening, you also have hypnosis. What's I'm curious about the hypnosis because I was trying to send somebody to you. I don't know if they ever made it to you because they wanted to quit smoking, but I don't know if they ever got to you or not. No, they didn't. I think what happened was the lockdown happened very shortly after I had recommended, and now I can't even remember who the guy is, but he was part of a team that was promoting this little yellow book. So if you're not on YouTube, you don't know what I'm talking about, Choosing Happiness, which is the reason why the podcast was even happening. But he was one of the people that was promoting the book back in the day. And he said, do you know anybody that does hypnosis? And I said, as a matter of fact, I do. So have you been able to help people with smoking or with addictions? How long does it generally take? Is it one session? Is it several?
Absolutely. And I tell people to bring their phone to record the session so that they don't have to come back. They have it to use forever.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And so I always say, please listen to this at least once a day, the first week after. And then however long you need to use it after that is up to you. And I have people tell me that they keep the recording because I put them to sleep. So they use it when they're having trouble sleeping after they don't need it anymore.
I guess that's a compliment. I play this recording every day because when I hear your voice, I pass out.
That's okay. Whatever works.
Right. I think I need that recording. No, I usually pass out really hard, y'all. And it doesn't matter what time I go to bed, Debbie. I mean, even if I go to bed at 2 o'clock, my body wakes me up at 5:30. I don't know if it's my brain going, you've got all this you have to do. You've rested enough. Get up and you lazy girl, get up and get it done. You know, like for example, this morning I woke up going, I have so much on my plate. Well, I'll just go work on my computer for 30 minutes and I'll go back to bed. And then I'm texting you and going, I didn't go back to sleep. We've got to record this earlier. I forgot I have a workout. I mean, what do you suggest for people that have a mind like mine that just won't stop?
Well, you're already doing a lot of it, you know, meditation. I know you do that every morning.
Every morning, y'all.
Expand out, you know, connect in with your higher guidance several times a day. Just take breaks.
I know too.
Yes. Yes.
Next, angels.
Yeah, we're all good at not taking a break. We just keep going and going. And if we would just stop and breathe, it would be better for all of us. And as you know, get your bars run. I do that also. And, you know, that's a great way.
It's pretty amazing. I'm going to have to send you this recording I have of Terry talking about the mechanics. I'm very curious to see if it's very similar as far as the dialogue of what it does. Because, you know, you can just ask, hey, is this true for this modality also? Because there's so many modalities out there that are the end result is more or less the same. It's, you know, there's so many paths up the mountain, but the view from the top is the same. Basically, yeah. We're all working towards being the best version of ourselves we can be. You know, and I know about you, I want to leave this planet making it a better place for others. And, you know, I mean, if I can do these things after my story, I put in quotes for those of you that are not smart enough to be watching on YouTube and you're just, you know, in the car driving, listening to that. I'm just joking. All right. In quotes, you know, it's kind of like every day I wake up and I'm like, what glorious and grand adventure am I going to get into today? You know, and now I talk to Pepita, what glorious and grand adventure are we going to get into today?
Absolutely. I'm
sleeping with a stuffed kitty cat, y'all. But for some reason, it's giving me comfort. So I'm not crying anymore. Y'all have been watching me for the last 3 weeks or so, just bawling every time I talk about my cat. But now she's my angel. And I wouldn't have known that if you hadn't done the little angel exercise. Whew. So what else, Debbie? What else do you want my peoples to know about you and Mindful?
What else do I want you to know? We're here to be the biggest contribution to this community that we can possibly be in whatever way that looks like. And so we're constantly changing. And like you said, you know, not all modalities resonate with everybody. So a lot of them are working to get up the mountain, as we all are. So different things to choose from. And we want to stay up to date with what's happening in the world and offer the biggest blessing we can.
Mm, that's beautifully put. And it's true because, oh my goddess, even 8 years ago, have you noticed how much society has changed? How much, how people are dealing with their stress? You know, for me, when COVID first started, it was like the biggest sigh of relief because I had been traveling so much and I could actually pay attention to my yard and my trees and my closet. I cleaned my closet, which, you know, I had been wanting to do since I had moved back into my house in 2018. And here it was now 2020. And I had, you know, thrown everything into that closet and not arranged it or anything. And so it gave me the space to do that. And now I'm waking up with that monkey mind every morning and going, oh, what am I? But I will say this, I can acknowledge you guys that I did 3 loads of laundry yesterday. And folded and put everything away. And Debbie, it's been since Christmas since I saw my Pilates machine. Because my mom kept putting boxes and stuff on it because Christmas was coming and I'd broken my wrist. So I wasn't using it. And I kept looking at it and going, you know, I really need to be stretching on that thing. So yesterday, we cleared the clutter. And that helps your head too, y'all.
Absolutely.
And it was like meditation too.
Mm-hmm. And if you need to, this is what I do. I schedule myself on my phone calendar.
Mm. Yeah, that's why I was shocked when I noticed that I didn't have my workout schedule. I must have accidentally hit delete or something. But I do appreciate you moving it around so we could have this conversation. Because I know my listeners are going to be very interested. So y'all, we're going to make sure to have all the links. And if you know of others that could be interested in Miss Debbie and what she has to offer. And I know that there are other teachers. So, you know, even if you can't get to where she is, at least you'll know more about the modality and where to find it. I'm sure there's some links for that as well. And this is called the Choosing Happiness podcast. So Miss Debbie, we got to know, my listeners want to know, what do you do for you? Not just meditation and all that, but what do you do for you to get your happy on?
Besides meditation, I would say exercise.
Oh, okay. We're the same tribe, obviously. except for today, but now it's back in the schedule. I definitely make time. It is on my calendar. Excuse me. Furball. Pepita, furball. It's definitely on my calendar. So I work on getting 3-mile walk in, meditative walk, whether it's on my treadmill, usually if it's raining, or outdoors, talking to the bunnies, and in my workout at least 3 times a week. So that's, and then I've been getting back into yoga, which has been amazing. Now that is a beautiful mind-body connection and meditation in itself.
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be a big deal. Just go for a walk.
Mm-hmm. We did a few walks.
Yeah.
While I was there. And next time we were definitely trading modalities. Oh my goddess.
I look forward to it.
Me too. So we're going to have you back.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. My pleasure. All right, you guys, if you like these conversations, hit the subscribe button below and you'll be notified whenever we come live with another episode. So until the next time, ciao, ciao for now, y'all. Bye.
Thank you so much for choosing happiness. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, share, and give us a like. And if you want more happy, subscribe to the Choosing Happiness membership, where you can play directly with me, Rudrani Devi, the Happiness Lady. How does it get any better than that?